Daily News via remote. Rescue efforts in Beirut continue today, 2 days after a massive explosion that killed at least 137 people and injured more than 5,000. A two-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's huge blast. Lebanon's foreign minister says the government has given an investigative committee 4 days to determine responsibility for the devastating explosion. The international community is responding with offers to help the people of Beirut with recovery efforts. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting Beirut today. France is the formal colonial power of Lebanon. Previously said it was sending emergency troops and several tons of medical equipment. Russia says it will contribute a mobile hospital along with doctors, while Qatar is transporting field hospitals and medical aid to Beirut. Jordan is sending its own field hospital and medical workers to Lebanon. 5 months after confirming its first case of the new coronavirus, Brazil is fast approaching the bleak milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, a tragedy experts blame on the country's lack of a coherent response. It will be just the second country to cross that grim threshold after the United States, where the death toll is now over 150,000. Australia's second biggest city, Melbourne, began the first day of a six-week lockdown today. With the closure of most shops and businesses, this is raising new fears of food shortages as authorities battle a second wave of coronavirus infections. And a team of experts from the World Health Organization is in South Africa to help the country get control of the rapid rise in coronavirus cases. The rise in the spread of the virus has pushed South Africa to nearly 530,000 cases. This is VOA News. Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are, quote, almost immune, unquote, to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. And the top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to fight the coronavirus. Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci says there is a middle ground if people will follow health officials' recommendations. Fauci added, though, that if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue to have outbreak pockets of infections and deaths. After more than a week's worth of meetings, at least some clarity is coming to talks in Washington on a huge COVID-19 response bill. Negotiators are still stuck, but talks continue. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says President Donald Trump is exploring options to use executive authority to address issues like extending a partial eviction ban and addressing students' loan payments. People in the Japanese city of Hiroshima offered prayers and laid flowers Thursday to mark the 75th anniversary of the world's first atomic bomb attack. The device was dropped in Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, destroying the city and killing 140,000 people. 3 days later, the United States dropped another atomic bomb on the city of Nagasaki. The two bombs led to Japan's surrender and the end of World War II. The campaign manager of Belarus's leading opposition candidate was briefly detained on Thursday, just days before the vote, her office said. A spokeswoman for presidential hopeful Svetlana Tikhanovskaya told AFP that Maria Moroz was detained by the Interior Ministry after visiting the Lithuanian embassy in Minsk, then quickly announced she had been freed. The ministry told the news outlet that the woman had been, quote, invited in for a conversation, end quote, and denied she had been arrested. A Chinese court has overturned the murder conviction of a man who spent 27 years behind bars in a high-profile case that has thrown spotlight on police torture in the justice system. Zhang Yuan, who is 52, was jailed for the murder of two young boys in 1993, but always maintained he was tortured by police and forced to confess. After serving nearly three decades in prison, a court in East China exonerated him Tuesday, citing insufficient evidence to support his conviction. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.